WMFO, Medford, asking a musical question by the Beatles. I played two by the Beatles because I can. I'm Mike on the mic. It's 9:01 in the morning along with Tom Ruprecht. How you doing, Tom?
Doing great.
How'd you like those that double dose of Beatles there?
Hey, it's a good thing to do because it was just John Lennon and Sean Lennon's birthday the other day. So
it
what
was.
Better way to celebrate?
Good on you for actually making that seem like I thought of that beforehand. It's cool. A little long tall Sally, little do it in the road.
And if you're going to do it in the road, you might want to lay a nice blanket down first.
Are you speaking from... Never mind. So we'll be here until 11 a.m. We got free form for the first hour. Tom's got a five song set. We'll do sometime between 9:30 and 10. And then at 10 a.m., oh, you know what's coming up, Tom.
Special guest.
Yeah, no relation. Larry Newman. He spells his name the same way as I do, but I don't know. I'm going to suggest that maybe we do one of those genealogy things.
Well, you can also see if he's related to Gary Newman.
Just to check. Yeah, maybe I should play that. Well, I don't know. I don't know, but he's been in our scene for such a long time, starting way back with Gary Shane and the Detours. And he's continuing to play these days solo, and he'll be playing today with his trusty acoustic, and he's bringing some stuff into play. He even said he might bring some vinyl, so I don't know. We'll see. It could be very interesting. Larry Newman at 10 a.m., but until then, we're going to play some freeform. I do five song sets. The first song is always something new. I call it New Noise. So Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds continue to put out a lot of stuff. And I've played something from the new record called This Is the Place before. This is another track from there. This one is all about something that's usually considered to be really beautiful and nice. This one's called Evil Flower. Brand New Noise here at WMFO.
Is there a particular moment or naked to the boneyard. I'm gonna get some loving on. Throw out nothing but skull and bones. Gonna get on my mouse like a rolling stone. Throw out naked to the boneyard. I'm gonna have my fun. Oh, nah. Ain't ready for the boneyard. Ain't ready for the boneyard.
Ready for the boneyard.
We are heading to the boneyard. Are heading to the boneyard.
Boneyard.
Ain't ready for the boneyard. Ain't ready for the boneyard.
Ready for the boneyard.
We are heading to the boneyard. Heading to the boneyard. Before I make it to the boneyard, I'm gonna have some fun. Before I make it to the boneyard, I'm gonna get some love and done. 'Cause 24/7, 365 tonight, I'm gonna be one happy child. Before I make it to the boneyard, I'm gonna have my fun.
All the time I had. morning. All my tiredness have gone away. Got my money and my honey, and I'm out on the dance to play.
WMFO in Medford. Mike on the mic here along with Tom Ruprecht.
Hey,
how you doing, Tom?
Doing good.
Yeah? Can we hear you? Are you on?
I don't think I'm on.
Now you are, right?
Am I on? Now I'm on. Hey.
But you're buzzing, too.
Well,
a little
that's
bit.
Okay.
Well, it's early in the morning. You got to clear your head. See what I did there? All right, let me tell you about that last set that we played. That was just a lot of fun. Ended up with... you know, some Dr. John, Blue Monday, from a record in 1992 called Going Back to New Orleans. In 1992, that was Blue Monday. John Cleary just before that with a really nice percussive track called Boneyard. That was 2017's Go-Go Juice. Oh, wow. I think that's now going to be my favorite album name. That's just the best.
I like it.
Buffalo Tom, of course, from 1988's Big Red Letter Day. Great CD. Treehouse. And started with Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds from their most recent record called This Is the Place. That was Evil Flower.
Now, that's not to be confused with Evil Flower, which is there was a King Arthur flower recall recently because there was some E. coli in the flower. that's our PSA for the
stretch
hour.
Stretch a little bit. Yeah. And you know what I did? I was going to play the fifth song of the set. But I didn't because I just wanted to come up and talk to everybody, I guess. But it's a really great track from a local guys. So will you just sort of pretend with me that I just sort of did this and then played this?
Absolutely. Right. More like it.
You're listening to WMFO Bedford.
Yeah.
WMFO. We are back. That was a weird thing that I did there, but that's okay. I just really wanted to make sure I got that that song in there. I think you can tell why. That's a local guy.
I love it.
Named Riley Somack. And Riley plays with a local band called Rupert Selection out of like Gloucester by the Sea up north. And that was his first solo effort that came out in January of this year.
Nicely done.
Yeah, it's called Nothing Left to Lose. And I just found that the other day. I don't know why I didn't find it in January, but I didn't. And yeah, I just loved it. So Riley Somack.
Perfect.
Another one to watch. Yeah. In the background, you can hear Larry Newman like tuning up his guitar. We're very excited. He's going to come here, be on with us at 10 o'clock. All kinds of like musical lore to talk about with Mr. Newman. Started way back, you know, in the mid-70s. And I've got a vast plethora of CDs and 45s and MP3s and lots to talk about with him. So it's going to be cool.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Mix it all up, man.
It's really going to be good. All right, so let's do some new noise. And then we're going to have a couple of songs from Tom, a five-song set coming up sometime between 9:30 and 10. But let me play one of my my favorite pet bands right now. Milky Chance, they have a new song called Fado, and it's awesome. It's WMFO. It's new noise. Enjoy, everybody.
Me, a cat, moving in with a single guy. At first, I thought it might be a little weird, but turns out it's actually pretty amusing. For instance, like my human's gotten so used to me being around, sometimes I think he forgets I'm here. He'll get up for work, shower, shave, and come out with no pants. Plops right down in front of the TV. Hello, there's a lady in the room.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
You are listening to WMFO in Medford.
Shine bright blue, and where you've been is still in view. You stopped at nothing at your first chance. Now it's nothing like when it began. Long ago or yesterday, the queen sits quiet in Chester Place. She plays off with their heads and on with my pants. Oh, it is something when it began. Oh, when it began. When it began. Try to make you laugh. I play the fool, a king at your command.
WMFO, Medford. Yeah, that's right. We're still here. What can I tell you? Boy, my headphones are awfully loud. I'm going to kill my ears that way. Mike here with Tom. Hi, Tom. What's going on?
How you doing?
Let me tell you what we played in that set, and then you've got a 5-song set to play.
Yes. Thank you for allowing me to share.
Very excited about that. Oh, always happy to do that. So I started off with new noise from Milky Chance, one of my favorite bands. They happen to be from Germany. Latest release is called Mind the Moon. That's Fado. His voice, I love his voice, the percussive nature of their music is just awesome, I love it. Neville Brothers after that, covering Hey Pocky Way from one of those 20th Century Masters, the best of Neville Brothers. That's just a great song, oft covered, and they do a great job. Nick Lowe, of course, from Jesus of Cool, Heart of the City. New York Dolls, Personality Crisis from a self-titled record. And The Replacements as the fifth song of the set from All Shook Down. That was when it began. If you listen to this show, you know I love The Replacements. I can't help it. I shouldn't, right?
Why should you?
No, yeah, that was right on cue. Very good. So, Tom, you were nice enough, as I mentioned just a second ago, to bring in 5 songs to play. And I've got the first one right here. It's a CD form. And it's so John Prine is what you're starting with. I mean, how are you going to... I mean, you're going to just set the bar with John Prine.
Well, it's this is a free form set for sure.
Yeah.
And coincidentally, I've seen all of these performers live.
Was that the impetus for your...
No, it turned out it was just a coincidence, but...
All right. Well, this is just a great track from the record called In Spite of Ourselves. This is We're Not the Jet Set. That's Tom's five-song set here at WMFO.
By a fountain back in Rome, I fell in love with you. In a small cafe in Athens, you said you loved me too.
And it was April in Paris when I first held you close to me.
Rome, Georgia,
Athens, Texas, and Paris, Tennessee. No, we're not the jet set. We're the old Chevrolet set. There's no Riviera in Festus, Missouri. And you won't find Onassis in Merlinville, Kansas. No, we're not the jet set. We're the old Chevrolet set. But ain't we got love? No, we're not the jet set. We're the old Chevrolet set. Our steak and martinis is draft beer with weenies. Our Bach and Tchaikovsky is haggard and husky. No, we're not the jet set, we're the old Chevrolet set. But ain't we got love? No, we're not the jet set. Chevrolet set, the prime and demand set, ain't the flaming Suzette set. Our Bach and Tchaikovsky is haggard and husky. No, we're not the jet set, we're the old Chevrolet set, but ain't we got love.
Where is it? I don't know where that is.
You want to flip it into the other one? Or?
No. Hey, it's WMFO. Hey, I'm using a different settings on the board, and it's not coming up the way I expected. So let me just see if I can talk my way through this and see if I can figure out why it's not doing that. Oh, I think I got it right here. Let's see if it's going to cooperate. It doesn't want to do that. That's the problem. See, I don't have another CD player to play.
Well, just got to do a flip-flop then,
my friend. I guess so. Let's do that. All right. You never know with some of these things. I wonder why that did that. I don't know. All right, let's flip another one. What would you like to do?
Can you take it out of the other and just move it over?
Yeah,
just take it out of that one, put it in the other one, and
well, that's a good idea.
Track 13. This would be like a trip back to the old days where we had vinyl, which we have here today, surrounding us. And when it was over, you had to take it out and flip the thing over and put it on the other side, which was crazy because now there are no sides.
Yeah, but usually you would know that you had to do that. And I think I'm going to get this fixed before we have to come back, but we'll see. But I have faith in me to be able to do that. So let's see what I can do. Let's see. CD2, are you on? You are. Let's play this. All right, it's WMFO. Thank you.
cocaine. Treat her fine, but you gotta put on your sailing shoes. Gotta put on your sailing shoes. Everyone will clap and cheer when you put on your sailing shoes.
Come on.
Now he got a dime. Ooh. And he catch more fish every time. I got a line and you got a phone. Said I'll meet you at the fishing hole. But you gotta put on your sailing shoes. Gotta put on your sailing shoes. Everyone will climb and cheer when you put on your sailing shoes.
The darkness of the hall, there was
someone standing with you who just wasn't there at all, and you were a geranium came out of it, reminded me of you, and I was crying. Seems like you were in a glass hotel. Seems like there was someone else as well. It seems. Well, there's nothing in the future, and there's nothing in the past. There is only this one moment, and you gotta make it last. And you were lying. Thank you.
you learn.